There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Trubisky, intercepted. Marshawn Lattimore. Lattimore returns it across midfield. Now Isaac for New Orleans.
15 career interceptions for Marshawn Lattimore, 97 career games, the 11th pick in the 2017 draft by the New Orleans Saints, played at Ohio State with Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and now he will link back up with them. Lattimore traded to the Commanders today ahead of the deadline. Deadline is 90 minutes away at 4 o'clock. We'll have your coverage throughout the afternoon on The Fan. We will be catching up with Jeff Nowak, who's the Saints sideline reporter on the radio broadcasts. He'll be with us in 1 hour, right at 3:30. How much ball does Lattimore have left at a high level? Is he still elite when he's healthy? That's the big question. And what kind of corner is Washington getting? What kind of locker room presence will they be adding? That is a big part of this as well.
Sure.
They have preached this commander way, you know, the commander tag. Part of that is how you play. The things they like to say, arriving violently, it's not for everybody, right? But a big part of what they've done, culturally speaking, with this brotherhood shtick, is they have brought in a lot of guys who are similarly minded, selfless players that are team dudes. It's high football character. I'm not saying it's a bunch of choir boys, right? But it is kind of a bunch of like-minded, cut from the same cloth dogs, so to speak, that want to go out there and hunt together. Is he going to fit or not? That's something you've got to calibrate as best as possible with whatever intel you have, and they tried to put that into the algorithm before the trade.
Yeah, got a couple former teammates from when he was in college, right? A couple Ohio State guys that played with him, certainly. Maybe not in the same position group, but guys that know him. I mean, you try to do every bit of intel you can in that regard because, you know, it's a secondary thing for me. In other words, like, I'll take the talented player who can really help you, and the bonus or the extra part is – is he going to fit in the way that you guys are doing things, right? Is he going to be the max effort guy? Is he going to do what Alameda Zacchaeus did and sprints down the field to pick up the fumble from Austin Ekeler? Is he going to do what Nick Allegretti did to chase the play and pick up Jaden Daniels' fumble or make that block on the outside like every receiver's doing even when they have no targets on the afternoon? You got to know those sort of things about him if you're going to kind of push the chips all in. So you would think with this group's track record where they're putting that the team name tag on people, you would think he's got it for them.
I'm sure you guys saw the report from Adam Schefter this weekend where he came out Saturday night to say that a lot of people around football are suggesting players want to go to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was mostly kind of a eye-rolling type story in the sense that it's a, you know, I hate to be this guy, but it's a bit of a water-carrying endeavor for Adam Schefter, right? Like, that's not a black and white true mm-hmm. news story. That is rumor that it, you know, agents might say my guy wants to go to Washington or whatever. But you could punch holes through that if you want to. Here's what I know, though. Here's what's legitimate about that. They are one of the cool organizations again right
yep.
now. They are. Everything that made them uninteresting, the butt of jokes, and a place where you didn't want to work is no longer. From the ownership to the front office to the coaching staff to the losing, they have a quarterback that skill position guys want to play with. Not only because he's really good, but because he's in the cool kids club and he's got one of the jackets that he gets to wear to prove it. Like, his incompletion is going to be better than someone else's incompletion. We got the cool guy that everybody loves. By the way, luckily, there aren't many incompletions. That's one of the nice things about having one of the really good quarterbacks. Dan Quinn, before they hired him, even before this thing worked out, when people like me were going, I don't really want a retread defensive mind, thanks. He's one of the most respected, beloved, revered guys in the entire NFL. Mm-hmm. You know who likes Dan Quinn? Players.
Everybody.
Yeah. Anyone who's ever played for him, right? Peters is the same kind of way among front office people and agents. They all love them, and they're seeing how they treat their players. We had Austin Eckler's on the show today at 5 o'clock, by the way, telling us what happened when he got his concussion and how they treated him and his family. I told the story about the player that was not Eckler who got hurt in a game, and like they were texting his dad and saying, hey, we got your boy right now getting an MRI. Just want you to know he's perfectly fine. I mean, little tiny things, the way the owners have sit down and have meetings with players. What can we do for you? What do we need to clean up? Oh, you want something different done in the locker room? No problem. It's fixed 3 days later. Word like that gets out, and it has gotten out, and I think it's true, even though there's a little bit of, oh, give me a break, Adam.
Well, but this is where, remember, when we would pass on those surveys, that NFLPA thing, and the instant reaction was twofold. One, acknowledgement that their system, their buildings, their facilities, everything was below snuff. Everything was worse than all these guys had at major D1 universities. And people would roll their eyes and be like, just play tough football. Football, that's what matters. Okay, that's fine. You still got to play good football. I understand that. But these are the controllable things that were out of control for the previous ownership group.
Right.
They didn't care about them because they weren't sexy. They didn't translate to anything on the field. He was all too happy talking about the little twerp. He'll go do the, I spent $100, $100 million on this player. Isn't that great? And you know, smoke a cigar and brag at the country club about it. But he wouldn't spend the $500,000 to clean the carpet or to paint the wall or to, you know, not have to practice in an airport hangar when it rained sometimes for so many years. You know what I mean? Like, this is the unsexy stuff that guys in the trenches for you, they do care about. It's their bodies, their health, their families, their livelihoods, all on the line. And you recognize that, and you can't give them extra salary because that's against the rules. You could take care of them this way, though. Right? I mean, that's what colleges have done for decades before they could pay players. You couldn't hand the money directly, but you go, this is basically, in effect, the money we would be handing you. Instead, it's on this beautiful facility. Look at the Whirlpool. Look at the Xbox 360. All the different things that you've got to come play with here, we're doing that for you guys, and it helps.
This is such a huge move for Washington. Their worst position by far. They just added, when healthy, a guy that's been one of the better players in the league over the time of his career. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend and feed you guys that he's been one of the better corners in the league over the last couple of years, but it's not to say that he's been bad or not playing well. He just has not consistently been healthy. If he were to get healthy, sometimes the change of scenery can be huge in that regard. You get around a different training staff, different doctors. Who knows? You get a little added motivation with a contender now to take care of yourself and be on the field. And it's just less stagnant, right? We've all had different factions of our life. You get a new job, and you know, all of a sudden the food tastes a little better, and you put the air down on a spring day, and you breathe that deep oxygen in, and it feels a little better in the lungs. You know, maybe this will be a nice little boost for Lattimore for the second half of his career at this point.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.